At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, holy cow.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, y'all. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Ron, the show Ugly is out today. My man Luke Morrow is in. Appreciate him always being on call and bringing it when he's in studio with us, man. It's always a pleasure to have you in, my brother. It's a breath of fresh air, man. So appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Sorry I didn't let you get a question in that last break.
That was great.
I didn't even let Luke get a damn question in.
I loved it. Front row seat to two former NFLers talking football. Hog. It was great.
Damn, sucked all the oxygen out of the damn air.
I enjoyed it.
Tyler Milner's on the ones and twos behind the glass. We've got Astros take game 3. Versus the Red Sox, and we will dig into that damn sure with Luke Morrow here in the building, as well as Texans joint practice today. I absolutely love joint practice. I love the work. Usually it's extensive. It's a lot of 11-on-11. It's the intensity's ratcheted up a bit because it's something about playing somebody that doesn't have the same uniform on. It gets a little bit more competitive. And I got some takeaways. We just heard from Seth Payne. We just covered the D'Amico Ryans being on the offensive side of the practice the majority of the time. That is nothing new. He's done it since OTAs, the ones we were at. And look, I just, as I've said before, I think D'Amico Ryans has his defense, the standard set, day in, day out, the identity set of what they're going to be, what Texans defense is going to look like for years to come. I think it's up to D'Amico Ryans to make sure that whatever that looks like, what a D'Amico Ryans offense looks like, it's on him to get that right. And look, if the offensive coordinator gets hired or fired in a year or two and there's turnover at the top, you still got a standard set on the offense that you're going to communicate. You're going to communicate really well. You're going to play a physical brand of football. There's not going to be this whatever the hell was going on off the field in the O-line room or off the field between Bobby Slowick and the other guys on staff. Like, we're not going to have any of that.
Bobby.
So I don't think this is about D'Amico Ryans putting his foot on anybody's throat or putting pressure on anybody. I think this is about D'Amico Ryans saying, I'm the head coach. I've got my identity on one side of the ball set. Everybody understands it. And now I got to make sure that goes on the offensive side of the football. And when I tell you guys that, when I tell my team that, I'm not just telling you that and then going and turning my back to you. I'm telling you that, and I'm going to get over there and watch you every snap that I possibly can. So, I thought Seth had some good insight into that as well. But let's jump over to the offensive side of the football, Luke. I think you'll be happy to hear this, man. The pass protection. We've made a lot about how, and I think fairly, rightfully so, we've made a lot about how offensively it's been messy this camp because of how good our defense is and how suspect the offensive line is. And I think that's fair. And a big part of today was getting a good look at our pass protection to see what it looks like versus, sure, a different style of defense in that 3-4. But something that a defense that doesn't have two edge rushers that are top 10 in the damn league coming at you that have they have I mean they're all gas, no break. There's no hold back on those guys, and it's disruptive. What does this team, this offense, look like without that being a problem? And I'm gonna tell you, Luke, the pass protection today was significantly better. Yes, the tackle struggled at times, right? You've got Blake Fisher in there some. You've got Ariante Ursary, the rookie, in there sometimes. Cam Robinson still out today. Titus was out there, by the way. Those guys will get beat on the edge some, and that happened today. And yeah, there were sacks that occurred, but I did not see an absolute mess on the inside like we got used to seeing last year when CJ was under pressure. And with that said, Luke, if CJ Stroud has space in the pocket, that'd be a perfect pocket. If he has space in the pocket to move, CJ Stroud is going to eat the lunch of the defense. Now, I don't know how much they're going to throw the ball. I don't know how aggressive they're going to be. But if they can protect the way they protected today, I think he's a willing and able runner. When he's getting downhill, I like it. I don't like the fade to the sideline and throw back across your body. He did that today. But the pass protection overall, Luke, I thought was significant.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Significantly better and was a step in the right direction for the team.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear. I wasn't out there today. Obviously, you were, and so that's positive. But I think it's certainly the key. I mean, when you give any quarterback, let alone a quarterback with Stroud's talents and abilities, when you give him that time in the pocket, they have enough playmakers on this offense. That's the key to the offense, and I think the offense is the key to this team. And so I think ultimately it's what held them back last year. And this year, as good as that defense should be, it's only going to take you so far. I think, again, that's the whole linchpin, is that the season comes down to how good this offensive line can be. This Panthers team is a pretty good test. We heard from Seth last segment that, you know, they look better already this year than they were last year when they won only five games. And even though the defense was bad last year, they got a couple good pass rushers. So, you know, I'm pleased to hear that, and I think it comes with some sort of meaning as opposed to just a random team, or random opponent, or random practice. That going up against somebody else, such as the Panthers, and holding up pretty well bodes well.
Well, having Derrick Brown in there and some of those guys, look, that Everett, how do you say this defensive coordinator's name, the full name? I almost said Ichiro Evero, but I know that I know he's not an Ichiro. But he's really good schematically. Derek Brown is a guy that can wreck that can wreck a pocket easily, and it looked like that they had a pretty good time out there today. They looked like they had some success out there today from a pass protection perspective. And so the problem last year with the Texans pass protection was that C.J. Stroud had zero chance. I mean, he avoided one guy, and there'd be another one in his hip pocket. He'd slide up in the pocket, and the left guard would get pushed into his lap. He would bail, and the opposite side defensive end's running a 4-5 chasing him, and it's over.
We don't like that.
It was just so chaotic and so much traffic in the pocket. You got to tone that traffic down a bit, and C.J. Stroud is more than capable of going out and making plays if you can do that. Today, after what I saw, I would bet that this offensive line is going to be able to do that. Now, it's one practice. I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to overthink it, but the pass protection was better. Now, let's get to this here, because I do think this is the competition to watch for me. This is the competition to watch in a big, big way, because I think it's just a handful of guys, and those guys are going to get potentially significant playing time. The competition for wide receiver 3 through 6. Now, I'm talking about 3 through 6 as it pertains to playing time, right? I mean, we know that the two rookies are going to be on the team, but how much playing time are they going to get? How are they going to fit in? It looks like they're going to get quite a bit, but we'll see. But when you look at wide receiver 3 through 6, in no particular order, Nolan and Higgins are going to be in that mix. Right, so you got three other guys right now that I think this competition is as real and as tight as you could imagine. Xavier Hutchinson today, when they went one, what I think was ones versus ones, at the end in a 2-minute situation, Xavier Hutchinson had 2 catches. He was in 11 personnel with the first group: him, Nico, Christian Kirk, and I think the first play was actually Cade Stover, but then Dalton Schultz got into that. But Xavier Hutchinson has earned it, and he's running with the ones, right? Or did today in that particular drill. Braxton Berrios, you saw it in the game last week, and it happened again today in a few situations. A 2-minute drive, he had 2 catches, including a really good catch on a touchdown pass. He just makes plays, y'all, and he's got a unique skill set. And the guy that I think is most likely at this point, the one to be the odd man out, maybe not for the roster, but playing time, is John Mechie. And if we're being honest, John Mechie's making plays. John Mechie's going to make it hard for them to damn sure cut him. I mean, he's going to make it hard to not be in consideration for that final active spot. I'm not talking about the guy that is inactive, the final active spot. I'm telling you, this is a hell of a competition right here, Luke. This is as tight as it gets.
Good problem to have. It's the position group that I'm most interested in to see how it plays out, and part of that is because, you know, it's the sexier position, if you will, a skill position at wide receiver. But I'm interested to see, and I've felt all along, and I still believe it comes down to either Hutch or Mechie, but to your point, as you just laid out, it's almost like a ping pong match where I hear, you know, Hutchinson made these great plays, and the next day it's Mechie, and they're kind of going back and forth competing for this spot and making a case for themselves with these good plays. So I'm curious to see how it plays out. I would expect it to be one of those two. Berrios has the previous connection with Casario, right? And brings some different stuff to the table, is a little more maybe experienced as well. So I think it comes down to Mechie and Hutchinson, and unfortunately, you're probably going to have to let someone good walk out of that room. But I think it's big when you talk about having to rely on two rookies to play big roles this year, to have the depth where you still feel confident about 5-6 receivers, to have the depth of that position, I think could be big.
Well, look, I think here's the way I've got it playing out right now. You got Nico and Christian Kirk. You got Noel and Higgins, the two draft picks. Those are your top four. And then if I've got to rank the next three, right, I've got Xavier Hutchinson and Berrios on the team. And I think they're just two different dudes. I think Berrios is on. I think his skill set and why they brought him in and why he decided to come here, he brings something to that wide receiver room that nobody else can. And then I think Hutch is the better one of the remaining two of Hutch and Mechie. Watson also is a guy that they brought in here, rant and raved about his work ethic and all that. I don't see him showing up and showing out as much as the others. But I think Xavier Hutchinson has made as much of an impact on these guys, and they believe and trust in him more than anybody not named Nico and Christian Kirk right now. And so I see him actually getting run where it was like, oh, he may be a depth guy. Hell, I see him getting some run. Him and C.J. Stroud seem to have a really, really solid connection. All right, let's check in on the running backs real quick, Luke. I know that this is probably with Joe Mixon being out and Nick Chubb having missed a few days last week, the running back room is one that you got to keep eyes on and you got to be interested in offensively as well, because with those two guys out and Damian Pierce having yet to take a rep in training camp, you got your top three, what's believed to be your top three running backs, out and not practicing. Now, Chubb was back today. Chubb has been back, and he's fine. Looked really good today. Woody Marks looked good today. And Jawar Jordan got quite a bit of run today. But I don't know, Luke, where you sit on this running back room. But I'll be honest with you, man. I can't decide if I'm letting the name Nick Chubb get me really excited or if I really like what I'm seeing. I love Nick Chubb's approach to the game. I mean, he is I'm going to cross the goal line every time I touch the football guy, and he hustles and he's physical. I love that. I think I'm a little bit too confident here. I feel like one of the things that I would love to see more than anything this year is Nick Chubb be Nick Chubb. And I just don't know if that's a reality.
Yeah, I think the quote from D'Amico about 2 weeks ago is what stands out to me most for Nick Chubb, where he said, quote, guy's age, he's been through a lot. It's not always going to be the same as his early years in the NFL. But what I want to hang my hat on is this guy loves football. And so to me, I like if you decipher that, it's like, yeah, he's old, he's not the same player, but he still loves football. And that's what was concerning to me to hear from the head coach. I like the addition of Chubb. I think he's going to bring something to that offense. He still has something left.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.